Okay, so welcome to another clinic hour. I decided what we're gonna do today is this. I really want you all to get the most out of the program. And if there's anyone who's still not able to see the results you want and have some sense of improvement, we're going to have to dig deep into why that is. And again, I am totally fine with honest answers about whether you are able to feel some energy healing and receive some results because, because it's important that you're able to receive the healing on all levels and that all the MP3s are doing the work. But if for some reason there's still issues with the energy work or energy healing, we got to release whatever's keeping us from being able to heal on so many levels. So I find that if our bodies, and it's okay if this is true, if our bodies still have energy that is non-life enhancing, and that could be anything, right? Any energy that is non-life enhancing. So that could be past traumas that are unresolved, that can be emotions that are repressed and unresolved, that can be judgments you've been subjecting yourself to or subconsciously subjecting yourself to. Anything that doesn't allow you to heal deeply, we're going to release all those pockets of energy that are non-life enhancing. So here we go. Oh. And anything that keeps your body from accessing healing energy and regenerative energy, because for those of you who have extensive periodontal pockets, infections, receding gum line, and the enamel wearing down and all that. So that's a lot of your body needing to catch up with being able to regenerate all that. So anything that's holding your body back from regenerating any and all parts and all systems, let's release those issues now. Oh. And so I'm going to work by the different archetypal systems, starting from the back. That's the joy archetypes and the energy of heart, pericardium, small intestine, and pericardium, small intestine, and triple burner. So any non-life enhancing energy in any of those fire element meridians, and these would affect the back molar and the wisdom teeth. So here we go. Whoa. So any and all non-life enhancing energy, any and all traumas. Trauma is just stuff you've been through that you couldn't process at the time that you were going through. So here you go. Release all that now. Oh. Yeah, so triple burner meridian. So for a lot of you, there's something going on with the triple burner meridian. And that's responsible for, there's a high correlation between the triple burner meridian and the fight or flight response, as well as hormones. So it really has a interconnection with your sympathetic system, parasympathetic system, and all that. And of course, the limbic system, all the emotional stuff. So any and all repressed, unexpressed emotions here, let's release all that. And I know that it seems like we're always going back to the same things, the same meridians, blah, blah, blah. But yes, all the meridians have a wealth of information, right? So we can approach that energy from the physical, from the emotional, from the psycho-spiritual, so many different ways to approach it. And so it sounds like, oh, we're always working on the meridians, this and that. Well, yeah, when you're an energy body, you always work on all your energy systems. So here we go. What is this with the triple burner and with grinding at night, right? Those of you who have grinding at night and you don't know where it's coming from. And of course, you cannot just talk yourself out of not grinding. If it's that simple, you would have done it. So all the repressed, unexpressed emotions that keep you up at night, creating this grinding of your teeth, the locking up of your jaw. And yeah, the wearing down of the enamel, the wearing down of the enamel comes from several issues, right? One is your body not being able to absorb as much calcium, and another is just habitual grinding, and another is the change in hormones. So all that, we're going to release all that now. Yeah, it's really good to resolve all those issues that are subconscious. You don't even know when you're grinding. Oh, the tooth grinding. Yeah. So, tooth grinding. And now, what is that related to? What area of your life would that be related to that's creating these issues? For some people, it's, well, relationships that are just driving you crazy, family, money, work. Money, work, family. My gosh, if you can eliminate all those problems then. You have plenty of energy to heal. Yeah, just a little bit more to normalize. So for those of you who have been having challenges with hormones, hormonal problems for a long time, that's creating your body to have weaker bones or osteoporosis or weaker teeth. All that hormonal issues related to teeth. So that means in the system of your body, the endocrine system, there's pockets of information that are really, you can say anti-consciousness, not life-enhancing, not generative, all that. I have no idea what I was working on. Now, totally blank out. So I wonder what that is about that makes us blank out when we're just on the brink of getting an amazing breakthrough. Okay, yeah, I was working on hormone stuff. Yeah, that's right, hormones. all the antagonistic energy in our hormones. All the antagonistic energy around sex and sexuality. All the misinformation we bought into about woman's body, woman's sexuality, and aging. And buying into the idea that at a certain age, these things are just gonna happen because you're getting older. So all that you bought into about how certain things will just happen to you at a certain age because that's what it is to be human, blah, blah, blah. Some of it may be true, but I hate to say this. Most of it is this. There's a whole thing around marketing to baby boomers because of the vast number of baby boomers. So people see, oh, how do we monetize the aging of baby boomers? I'm sorry to tell you, because if healing was truly about healing you, they would teach you how to heal yourself and help yourself and create more for yourself. But no, they are telling you what medications to buy as you age. So all those aging programs we bought into from pharmaceutical company, from, I'm sorry to say, I'm not gonna call it science, I'm gonna call it pseudoscience that is optimized for marketing. All the pseudoscience that's been sold to you that's optimizing the marketing potential of whatever drugs, right? That's what it is. It's just optimizing the profit, whatever. So don't let people profit from your body. Here we go. We're gonna release all that. And really release all the perceptual distortions, energetic distortions we bought into that create issues with our hormones, with our bodies. And this was a huge thing because like I almost blanked out. So somewhere there's a field of energy that doesn't want us to be free of this bigger program, right? Because all these bigger programs that are running in our background, sorry, but profiting from your demise is their motive. Oh, let's release those programs. Oh, and it sounds like conspiracy theory, but when we ask for all that to be released, how does your body change? Okay, buying into limiting beliefs that are optimizing someone else's profit. Let's release all that. And all the lies we buy into that create our endocrine system to function a certain way according to our age. Let's release all that. And any breakdowns going on in any of your systems that are actually not you breaking down, but buying into a subconscious program that says, this part of you should be breaking down now, you're 50 or 60 or whatever, you know? Oh, you should be having a baby right now, or you shouldn't have a baby right now, blah, blah, blah. All that controlling of our bodies that have nothing to do with our bodies. So all the program breakdowns we bought into, let's release all that. And this includes your teeth, right? Because have you seen how many of those teeth cleaning, denture cleaning commercials there are? So everything they're selling you that's not true for you, let's release that. Yeah, all those programs that are just not true. That's a good idea. Buying into any and all programs that have a degenerative energy program in them. Let's release all those degenerative programs, whatever they may be. Oh, God. And all the medical tests were pressure into. I mean, as a woman, I cannot tell you how my doctor sent me this thing. It's time for your mammogram, blah, blah, blah. You haven't had one in so many years, blah, blah, blah. Oh, let's release all that. The kind of prevention, again, that's optimized for profit is not prevention. It's just convoluted way of optimizing profit at your expense, right? Oh, let's release all that. Oh. Yeah, so when we release all of the degenerative programs, any program we bought into that does not have life-enhancing energy and regenerative energy, which is our body's natural program, let's release all that. I know, all those mammograms, man, my boobs, they shouldn't be optimizing their profit from my boobs. Sorry. And all those underwire wire bras, we don't need wires there. Let's release that. Okay, let's see. What other programs have we bought into that kind of just create this degenerative experience after a certain age? Oh, yeah, Dawn, thank you for putting that in. Yeah, I hear you because my grandma died early around my age. So getting around this age, wow. Oh, that's really... Oh, all the hidden loyalties or hidden agreements with our ancestors, right? That because they have dental issues at a certain age, they have back issues at a certain age, they went into menopause at a certain age, they had their last child at this age, then you're going to mimic their biology and physiology and the aging process. So let's release whomever you're mimicking, release all that now. Yeah, what else? What other programs from our ancestors have we bought into that's not doing well for us? Let's release that. And sometimes I have to say, alternative healing isn't all that much better because sometimes they use fear to sell you stuff too. Like if you don't take this supplement, that supplement, your body is going to age and deteriorate, blah, blah, blah. And all the food you're eating is doing this and that to your body. All those programs may not be true for you. So let's release all that. Oh. So what other programs have we bought into that's not even true, that is playing in the background in the subconscious, that no matter what you consciously do, you're still not seeing the progress, what healing that you like? So lots of background noise. Bodies in their divine blueprint function perfectly, but bodies that are overly programmed by non-life enhancing programs or anti-consciousness programs or anything that has a non-generative energy in it, we're going to release all that. So when we buy into judgments, when we buy into any anti-life programming, it totally affects our immune system. So all the anti-life programming, all the judgments, and all the social viruses that are going on, let's release all that. And social virus, I mean, like negative stories that get passed on in social media very quickly, because, you know, they say you want your videos to go viral, blah, blah, blah. It's great if it's good program, but this massive damaging programs and I just call them social viruses because they pass through social media. So all the bad social viruses we're catching, let's release all that. Because they weaken your energy field, especially for sensitive people. Let's release all that. You know, some viruses in and of themselves are actually not bad, because sometimes there's some viruses that are there to strengthen your body's immunity. So it's like when you have chickenpox early, it gives you the immunity to shingles or to getting chickenpox again. So not all of this virus thing has to be scary and bad. If you have just a little bit of some virus and it strengthens your immune system, it's a good thing. Like if you get the flu in the beginning of the season, it builds immunity so that you don't catch the worst form of the flu later. So this whole conversation around viruses itself is a little misleading, because of all the pro-vaxxers. And that's another pseudoscience, right? So all the programming from pseudoscience, let's release that. And pseudoscience to me is, you know, people pretending to use science to advocate for something that isn't true. Because if it's true, you don't need to advocate. You don't need to weaponize science, because the truth is the truth. So let's. All parasites, then that would contain non-life enhancing energy. So Let's release that too. Yeah. I want to go back to the whole thing about aging again, because the programming around that is so dense and heavy. And because a lot of us do not get to see a reference point for what healthy aging is like, right? So when I read longevity studies about people in Okinawa, how they live to 100. So if you're only turning 60 and 70, you're like a baby to them, and you can still see someone in their 80s and 90s enjoying life, playing with each other, dancing, having fun, no broken parts, you know, no wheelchairs and all those things that we think comes with aging. And that in itself, just being around that energy, having those reference points for healthy aging is phenomenal, because it allows your subconscious mind to pick up that program and be in vibrational resonance to a way of aging that is graceful, that is beautiful, that is dignified and healthy and active. So I'm like, oh my God. And that's why Okinawa keeps on having more and more people who are able to celebrate the 100th birthday, because it's almost like an expectation from the whole culture. They get to mirror that back to each other. And as you know, we all have mirror neurons. And that's why being in a certain group allows you to create what you're able to see. And so we need to create this for one another. So I'm going to tap into that space in us that controls all rhythms and how we embody time in our physical body. So I'm going to release how we embody time, the linearity of time that is a construct of this reality. And as a construct of this reality, because it's linear, it allows us a sense of control. It allows for predictability. So you can be controlled and you can count on this happening at age 65, this happening to your body at age 70, this happening to your body, blah, blah, blah. So that linear construct of time allows people to control you with total ease. And we're going to release all that linear programming. So here we go. And any other linear programs we bought into that make it easy for someone, for this whole culture to control us, right? Because it's a very mental culture. Not mental as in like mentally retarded, but mental as in cerebral. Well, maybe both. Yeah, there's a different way to look at the word mental. It's not just cerebral. It's pretty mental, crazy. Here we go. We're going to release all those constructs that control us in the background. And how we embody time affects our choices almost more than anything, right? It's like I used to work in an oncology unit, and when people know that they have this amount of time left, they make choices very differently. And I remember some of the patients coming up to the nurse's station to tell me, honey, you need to look for something that makes you happy. So I guess they knew I wasn't happy working at a nurse's station. Yeah. So all the programmed time stuff that we bought into, let's release that too. any other linear programs, the linearities we bought into. Because time is non-linear and time is something you create from within. But no one's going to tell us that, because then that gives you so much power when you know that you create time from within. So again, we're going to release all remnants of the old programs of time that are created by this reality that are pretty much linear, and that pretty much allows you to be under someone else's control. Let's release all that. And it's one of those meta controls, you know, it's not small little control, it's meta, it's a meta program. Still releasing how your body could hold this limited definition of time. And it shows by how this part of you just feels all, what do you call it? Like stuck in a closet, like have no place to move. So we're gonna just free that space. And we never even think about something like time, how we embody time, because it's such a huge meta program that controls us. We don't even think about it. Unless you're like me, where you're like make up your own time and you sometimes are late and you procrastinate like heck, then you think about time differently. Yeah. So the limited way we embody time makes you feel, that's the, I guess, claustrophobic. Yeah, like everything has to be squeezed into this limited space that limits your choices in life. So we're going to release all the limited ways we embody time. The time created by this reality that makes it so easy to control us, right? And now let's return your body back to its own knowing, its own rhythm, its own way of creating time. Because we all know sometimes how in certain places we can just expand and play with time. I actually did a package on this thing a while ago, but it was too complicated to understand, so nobody bought it, but that's okay. You shouldn't be buying into anyone's idea of time anyway, not even mine. But we're going to release all the limited ways we're embodying this idea of time. All the false constructs of time. Okay. So now, let's see. How are we doing with eliminating that? I'm still a little dense for a couple of people. Hold on. Let's see, what else is still playing in the background that makes this very linear, logical way of playing with time. Let's release that. Oh yes, life insurance. Everything that life insurance companies have sold you, because they really capitalize on you being able to play along with their idea of time, how long you last, how long you live, and on and on. So, and insurance companies are so good at shaping how we look at time and life and retirement, your savings, and what illnesses you are more prone to, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, let's release all that. And another idea that as you get older, things are slowing down, your eyesight gets worse, your teeth are gonna fall out, blah, blah, blah. And your wounds are gonna heal, take more time to heal, and you're more prone towards diabetes, this, this, and that. Ugh. Oh. Oh. Yeah, let's be free of all the insurance companies and their projections about your life and social security and healthcare and all their projections about your life, how long you live, blah, blah, blah. Because they actually hire people to figure those things out. That's how important it is to them. So like, yeah, let's release all that. Oh, yeah, I forgot, since I'm a middle-aged person, I should remember this, right? That as a middle-aged person, your midsection, your love handles are gonna get only bigger and your metabolism slows down and you don't look like a little spring chicken anymore. All that, let's release all those programmings about middle age and late age and what have you. Yeah. Oh. Oh. So let's see, there's more to this whole freaking time thing, forcing your body to function in linear time. Because, yeah, I mean, if you ever look at insurance, you see the linear thinking in that. Social Security, same thing. So there's many big organizations around us that capitalize on this model of time and aging. Oh, let's release all that. Oh. Yeah, all the strands of DNA that are entangled with all these meta programmings around time. Thank you for writing that in. Let's release that. Oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh. Yeah, that should really free us from all the false programmings that are playing in the background that makes you feel like any healing you do feels like you're going against the flow. And we got to turn all that around so that healing is simple and easy. So everything that makes it like going upstream, we're going to release all those meta programs, whether it's about time or whatever else. Oh. 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 Yeah, the degenerative model of aging that is used in many different organizations to program and control you, we're going to release that because we don't even know that we're in the middle of so many programs and so many organizations that do that, right? Oh. Oh. Yeah, like Social Security, insurance, even healthcare, pharmaceutical companies, definitely. Yeah, for quite a few of you, if all those programs you bought into about aging that you bought into subconsciously, all those programs are not affecting you and your body and your subconscious programs, it frees up a lot of energy, doesn't it? So we want to see what else we can free up so your body has the natural energy to heal. Oh. Heal your teeth, regenerate gums, and regenerate teeth. Oh. Oh. Okay, yeah, let me know in the chat box if you're feeling lighter after we release all those programs, just around time. Oh, yeah, good. So now I wonder if it's easier to just activate the divine blueprint and all the regenerative energy your body knows how to heal gums and teeth. Oh. 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 Yeah, the 12 strands of DNA, I'm going to save that activation for next time. How's that? Because I want to be able to properly prepare you all for that activation. Yeah. Oh. Oh. Yeah, just activating your body's natural healing programs. Your body's natural ability to heal your gums, heal any infection, heal your teeth, allowing the enamel of every tooth to get stronger and stronger. And one more thing to do with how we embody time. Now that you don't embody time in a linear way, let's make sure that we fill that space with love and light and allowing you to have a sense of time that's organic and expansive, holistic. Oh, and allow you to really know that you create time from within. Oh, now let's expand in every direction and time and space, allowing you to be as infinite as you choose. And connect with the very beginnings of time so you know how vast and timeless your soul is. Yes, let's really embody this expansion. Oh. And you may feel really lightheaded now after this. So before you do anything that requires concentration, like driving, make sure that you walk around a little and drink some water. Walk around a little bit so that you're really in your body before you do things that require you to be careful, to have your concentration and all that. But yeah, allow this expansion to just keep on expanding you in every point in time and space, so that so those old meta programs around time and time restrictions and the linearity of time and the limitations of time, blah blah blah, releasing all that. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh. And I think this expansion is just going to continue to happen. So, and I'm going to